Reverend Father Zanka, Reverend Fathers, beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, the occasion that we celebrate tonight has been many years in coming, many sufferings, much sacrifice, many tears, and I can certainly testify to that firsthand. But finally, after so many years of praying and studying and working and going through all kinds of things, which we find ourselves in this day and age in the church, just about a week ago, actually less, 6 days ago, Father Aaron Francis Martin Zanka was ordained a priest of the Lord according to the order of Melchizedek forever. There's no going back now. It's always forward to the glories of heaven. And so I am, to say the least, extremely proud. My heart is bursting with joy, as we say in the prayers of the consecration to Our Lady of Fatima. And I'm sure his family and other friends who are here are likewise very, very, very happy for this great occasion. In this first Mass, which we witnessed and he celebrates today for God and for us, happens to be on this most glorious feast of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. What a wonderful coincidence, if you can call it. Are there any coincidences in the spiritual life? Are there any coincidences in heaven? No. From the time that he was born, this was seen by God. And of course, there are so many things I could tell you about him. Not long after he was born, as soon as he learned how to walk, and of course, I think he must have some Simeon ancestry, he began to climb. And his father told me that, who's here with us, that he would climb on top of the kitchen cabinets. And then he would fall and hit his head. Now we know why he has such a hard head. But as a result, the family, according to his father, called him Nugget. Don't ask me what that means. I guess nuggets are very hard. So anyway, Father, you need to have a very hard nugget for the exercise of the priesthood that God has given to you 6 days ago. What a wonderful thing. No one is worthy to be a priest. No one. Not even the Pope. Any Pope. And most certainly not you nor I. But God has given us this gift, which now we share fully. So many years of work and hard prayers. So many phone calls at night. Oh, this is going on, this is going on. You don't even know the half of it. And like a good father, I was there. I'm sure his physical father was there too. But there are certain things that only a priest understands. Nobody else. And so, we made it, finally. So many wonderful, wonderful events. So many awful sufferings. And of course, on top of everything else, he is extremely brilliant. He speaks several languages. And he learns them like in a week. You know, I don't know how he does it. But anyway, the philosophy, the theology, and the other sciences which he has learned in preparation for ordination to the Holy Priesthood. And so today, we are here gathered before the Holy Altar of God, before the Blessed Sacrament, the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, whom we love and adore and worship, to give thanks, because this is a Mass of thanksgiving. We, you and I, can pray for him, and we should, for as long as we live and as long as he lives, but this is a Mass of thanksgiving, that he gives thanks to God and to the Most Holy Virgin, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and to Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse, for the fact that he has finally made it to this wonderful event, that he is now a priest of Jesus Christ, a priest of the Church, here on the altar, he celebrates the most holy sacrifice of the Mass. And we will shortly be kneeling as he pronounces the wonderful words of consecration. Hoc est enim corpus meum. Hic est enim calix sanguinis mei. For this is my body. For this is the chalice of my blood. The whole, total, and complete Jesus will be here at the word of this young man who has prepared for this wonderful day and for the rest of his life. And of course, he will not only give us this wondrous sacrament of the Eucharist, he will give us the most holy sacrament of penance, of confession. And the other day, up north, and I was going to say Spain because it felt like we were in Spain. As soon as he was ordained, I had him come to my room, and I said two things. I want to be the very first person who goes to confession to you. And I did. He's probably bored to tears, but I did. And then I said, now I want to be the very first person that you give the sacrament of unction. That used to be called the last rites, though I'm not there yet. Hopefully, he will be able to give it to me the last time. And so from him I received that very day three wonderful sacraments that you are able to receive too. Not necessarily tonight, please. Don't make a long line. But you will be able to kiss his anointed hands. Hands that were just a few days ago anointed with the sacred chrism. The real presence of the Holy Spirit. The third person of the Trinity. Who is now in charge of our spiritual life until the end of time. And so today, I am overjoyed and so very, very happy that I am here in this parish that is his parish, in which he served at the altar for many years, in which he came, and most people don't know this, I've known him for a long time and I consider myself to be his godfather, even though I wasn't at his baptism. But in many ways, I am. And I was coming home or walking around, and I saw this person sitting at the front of the church on the steps. And I went up to him, and lo and behold, it was the teenage Aaron Zanka. I said, "What are you doing here?" He says, "Well, I didn't want to disturb you, Reverend Father, so I wanted to come and pray. So I walked from school to the church." And because he was in the baccalaureate program, not too far from here, but several miles, in the heat of the day, in the afternoon. And I says, "You don't have to do that anymore. From now on, you can call me, and I will come and pick you up." And I did, until he graduated. There are some pictures in the hall which I reproduced that will enlighten you about these years. One of them shows him very happy and very surprised because he has always liked art and he has always liked good things. In that sense, he's my son too. And he wanted this beautiful antique desk. And so, of course, he didn't have any money. He didn't have a job. And so I said, don't worry about it. The Blessed Mother and I will take care of it. So he told me where it was, and I went to the antique shop, and then I had it delivered to the kitchen in the parish hall and hidden under blankets because I didn't want him to see it. And the picture that I put in the hall has him super surprised with his mouth open wide when we uncovered the beautiful antique desk, which he still has. Now he has to figure out how to take it to Virginia. But anyway, as long as he has it, he will have to remember me, that I went through the sacrifice of getting it here and buying it for him. It was not cheap, but when you love somebody, there is nothing that is too expensive. There is nothing that is too much. And so you will see some of the beautiful pictures. And one of my favorites, which Tamra, his mother, gave to me years ago, was a picture of him as a little boy, maybe 3 or 4, in his Lederhosen from Germany, where he grew up. And he's so cute. It makes me want to cry right now. That little cute boy is now this holy priest who will bless you after Mass and whose consecrated hands you will bless. And you get a plenary indulgence every day for a year if you get a blessing from him. I think I'll move to Virginia so he can bless me every day. I need all the indulgences I can get. But anyway, that's the way it is. Algunas palabras en castellano para nuestros hermanos y hermanas españoles. ¡Viva España! ¿Cuánto queremos a nuestra querida España? Y la sangre de España corre en las venas de este nuevo sacerdote, Aarón Francisco Martín Zanca, que está lleno del Espíritu Santo, cuyas manos están consagradas por el Espíritu Santo, con las cuales consagrará a Jesús, perdonará los pecados, dará la unción de los enfermos y los últimos ritos de la Iglesia. Y hoy también podréis recibir de él la bendición. Y por un año, cuando uno recibe la bendición de un neo sacerdote, recibe una indulgencia plenaria. Así que no pierdan esta ocasión. Pero doy muchas gracias a Dios que habéis venido a esto. And by the way, that priest who sang so beautifully, and the two sisters that are here with us from Spain, from Toledo, are the ones who made those vestments, and who made many of my beautiful vestments that you oftentimes admire. Now, when I die, let's see what happens. But I have a will. And Father, you need to make a will right away. He already started to consult me about that before we came here. In the meantime, in your will, leave me some money so I can get a new canonical habit. I've lost so much weight in the last 2 years that everything is falling and I keep stepping on myself. But anyway, muchas gracias por venir, queridísimas hermanas. Y otra hermana, que debía de ser consagrada a Dios también. I thank all of you who are here. All of those who have come and made the sacrifice to be here. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful location. Needless to say, and you know me, I could speak for 3 or 4 hours, but I won't. But I give thanks to God. Gracias, hagemos tibi Domine, pro immensam gloriam tuam, pro istud novellum sacerdotem, quem veristi novis. We thank God for this holy new priest that he has given to us. Pray for him and pray for me. No priest can live without your prayers. So pray for me and pray for him, and pray that we may bring many souls to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.